Are you allowed to talk about non-Haggadah items during the middle of Maggid? Or must you only talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and keep the topics to the Haggadah? Keep the conversations to Haggadah topics. So the Mishnah in Pesachim talks about drinking other cups, Bein HaKosos, which the Mishnah says is permitted. You are allowed to drink other cups, Bein HaKosos, but you can't drink between cup 3 and 4. The Rishbam explains what this means is that you are permitted to drink between cup number 1 and number 2, because wine before a meal does not get a person drunk, and therefore we're not worried about you getting drunk. This fits with the Gemara in Pesachim on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, that Rava drink wine in Erev Pesach, because drinking before a meal won't get a person drunk, and it will enable him still to eat matzah properly, because it will make him hungrier, and that is another Gemara to this effect. The implication of all this is that it should be permitted to drink even wine between cup 1 and number 2, and in other words, throughout Maggid. But is this really true? So the Baal Amar learns exactly like this. That yes, it is true. He reads the Gemaras like we read them, and it's clearly permitted to drink at any time between cup 1 or 2, because why not? If anything, the wine will make you hungrier for your matzah. The Mordechai, on the other hand, says agrees with the Baal Amar that you're fully permitted to drink any time between cup 1 and number 2, but he gives a very clear reason, because it's wine is migrer garer. Wine is going to make you hungrier, based on the Gemaras that we just read, hungrier for the matzah, but if not for that reason, it would not be permitted to eat anything between cup 1 and 2. The Mechamos and the Ran, they say, no, what do you mean? You're not permitted to drink once the second cup is poured, because once you start Maggid, in other words, once the second cup is poured by Manish Tana, it's inappropriate, it would be a hefsik, a break in Maggid, and it would be inappropriate to drink another cup at that point. The Beis Yosef cites the Kolbo, who says that there's no drinking between cup of number 1 and 2, but for a different reason, so you don't get drunk. Tosvos has a compromise shita, that after you start the Brach of Asher Galanu, you can't drink anymore, but before then you would. So Shulchan Aruch, how does it pass? And seemingly it passes that you're permitted to drink between cup 1 and 2, but he says it's better not to drink, which is like our fourth reason, because maybe you're going to get drunk. Now, a very big nafkamina, the Chok Yaakov points out that according to this reason, you would be permitted to drink other liquids between cup 1 and 2, because those won't make you get drunk. You could have Dr. Brown's black cherry. But according to the reason of the Mordechai, you would be forbidden because those drinks are not migrer garer. They don't make you hungrier. And I would just add that even according to the Ramban, for sure, but it's usher to drink because of a hefsek, you would not be allowed to have any other drink as well. So it seems pretty clear, at least at this point, that you may drink other liquids according to Shulchan Aruch, but just that we don't want you to get drunk. However, it's unclear, though, whether you can do any other hefsek at that point. Now, an interesting ramification of this is, let's say a person forgets to make Havdalah on the first cup. This year, on the second night of the Seder, you forget to make Havdalah. Now, what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you get to have Havdalah by the first cup, you wait until the second cup. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, why can't you just drink a separate cup in the middle of cup 1 and 2? And he says, because, based on that Ramban, that you're not allowed to have another cup in between cup 1 and 2. Now, the problem is that Shulchan Aruch just seemed to say that you could, if not for the fact that you could get the fear of getting drunk. So that the Bar Halacha says, no, but even the Shulchan Aruch agrees to the Ramban, and that the whole leniency of the Shulchan Aruch was only talking about before you start the Haggadah. So the upshot is that really you cannot drink between cup 1 and 2, because maybe you're going to get drunk, but also because of the Ramban's reason that it's a hefsek. And that hefsek would apply to any type of drinking, Dr. Brown soda, having a potato chip would be a hefsek as well. But what about talking? Can you extend that a step further and say, based on this Ramban, with the Shulchan Aruch passings like, you shouldn't be allowed to even talk at all during Maggid? Now, the Mincha Shomo allows other liquids, because he seemed to limit this ruling only to wine, as opposed to Rabbi Yashiv, who says, no, it's much preferable not to eat or drink anything, nor to even talk non-Haggadah things, based on the Ramban. The Shevet HaLevi, as well, says you're not supposed to drink water. Seemingly, you wouldn't be allowed to have any hefsek. Rav Gross and Rav Karp from Kiryat Sefer, they paskin that it's also to talk non-Haggadah talk, Tori Magid, based on this Ramban, because it's a hefsek. In fact, Rav Bakshi Daron goes so far and says, compares it to, you know, Kriya Shema and Halal, that you can't have a hefsek in it. Now, Rabbi Avadi Yosef also says you can't talk during Magid, on non-Magid topics. But the question would be, were you allowed to make, like, let's say you hear thunder at that time, when you make a bracha on the thunder, or you have to go to the bathroom, can you make an Ashi Yatzer? So that the Rav Yosef Efraim says you are allowed to do because it's Shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the whole Seder is. But really, based on this Ramban, a person should try to minimize his non-Magid talking as much as possible during Magid, and seemingly you shouldn't drink, definitely not wine, probably not other liquids as well, and probably not a potato chip either, because it's a hefsek, and as the Ramban said, it's inappropriate to have a hefsek in the middle of performing the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim.